Nashville's next mayor will face a complicated and politically volatile question about the future of mass transit. The candidates have now told WPLN their ideas. Reporter Tony Gonzalez says most are shying away from anything as ambitious as the failed transit referendum.
The most popular transit talking point right now is to tweak the system that's already in place.
We need to improve our bus service.
Bus routes to expand the...
I don't see why we can't improve the bus system.
I mean expanding the bus service?
And improve the current bus system?
Improve the bus system, say Ralph Bristol, Harold Love, Carol Swain, David Briley, and John Sewell there. They want buses to be more efficient or to send routes to new places, but specifics on funding or timelines were sparse. Erica Gilmore and Harold Love do go somewhat further. Both keep a tax referendum in play. Love, a state representative, suggests a revision to not raise the sales tax on groceries and instead to generate money from another source, fees paid by developers.
There's also a conversation, I think, to be held about one of the taxes that was not used to consider funding it, which is a tax on new development.
And Gilmore, a Metro councilwoman, says that a single leg of light rail instead of five lines may be the way to begin.
The best leg, I think, that everyone can get around is just starting from downtown to the airport, which was a part of the transit plan as well.
Other candidates steered away from public transit toward ideas that aren't exactly controlled by the mayor or the Metro government. Carlin Alford, who works for a software company, and Carol Swain, a former Vanderbilt professor, want employers to help reduce congestion during peak rush hours. Here's Swain.
We could do more with workers staggering the start times of jobs, as well as working from home.
Staggered commutes is an idea the Metro government is already studying, with Seattle as a model. Some on the mayoral ballot reference individualized mobility options, like autonomous vehicles and ride-sharing, and a couple are essentially still in study mode about transportation, unwilling to commit on what has been one of the most discussed and most vexing challenges for Nashville in recent years. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.
You can see answers from all the candidates on transit and other topics on our website. Visit WPLN.org/mayor2018.